Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babun Nahi Ani Tatayyuri, the chapter on the prohibition of believing in omens. For our understanding purposes, omens is where a person sees something and he takes a sign, for example, something like how a person says bad luck, that I saw something, that this is bad luck for me, or something happened like this, now I know this means bad luck. Now, this is something that the Sharia doesn't allow, Sharia doesn't encourage. This is something that is not correct. A Muslim should always be positive, as we'll see from these ahadith and explanation. A Muslim is one that's always positive. If he sees something, he hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, he meets somebody with a nice name. A person has got the name Hassan. So this person hopes that some goodness, inshallah, Allah Pak will make in the day. He takes some good meaning, he's positive about things. This is something that Shariat likes. Not that a person becomes negative. He sees something that is bad, and now he says, oh, bad luck today, something's going to happen. Muslim doesn't think like that. A person is always positive, and he always attributes everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Pak is the one that is doing, Allah is the one in the control. There isn't such a thing as luck. Luck is going to overtake me. No. I believe firmly that whatever my Allah wants to happen, that will happen. And after what Allah Pak does, I'm happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because after all, He is the architect. And when the architect of this world wants to do something, we are happy with the decision of the architect. Sometimes you may hear of a person passing away. So person should think like this, that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, even when we read this dua, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, verily to Allah we belong. We're reminding ourselves that we are actually the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody or if something belongs to some person, for example, a person has got two shelves in his house, one bottom shelf and one upper shelf. If he decides he wants to take the book, the kitab from the bottom shelf and he wants to put it onto the top shelf, nobody will object that why did you take the kitab from the bottom shelf and you want to put it on the top shelf, because he's the owner of the book, he's the owner of the shelf. So nobody will object like that. So here we're reminding ourselves, Inna lillah, to Allah we belong. If Allah Pak wants to take one insan from the lower shelf, from the dunya, and put him up into akhirat, it is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person belongs to Allah. All Allah Pak did was he took him from the lower shelf, put him onto the higher shelf, took him from the dunya and put him into akhirat. Who can question the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will we return. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the return. What it means is that we're reminding ourselves on an occasion that somebody has passed away or some calamity or some difficulty, that one day we also would have to go through that same journey. So this is not something that we become disappointed and despondent with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every moment we are happy that, oh Allah, this is your decision and we are happy with your decision. So anyway, continuing with this omen, a person doesn't believe in something that this is bad luck and this is something that is good luck. Yes, he hopes and he has positive thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make some good. So this is actually some dua that he's making in his heart, that Allah make some good for me. But he's not taking anything negative. A Muslim is one that is always positive. In every condition he's seeing good. In every condition he's seeing light. In every condition he's seeing brightness. He doesn't ever think negatively. He doesn't become pessimistic. He's always one that is optimistic. عن بريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يتطير رواه أبو داود. حضرت بريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم did not take evil omens. He did not take any evil or did not take anything as bad luck. So therefore we should even try to avoid using that word luck. This luck is not a nice thing to use, because sometimes luck means that it got nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that happened by chance. Something that happened by chance. So we should even avoid using this word luck, this bad luck and good luck. Rather we attribute it to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take evil omens. He did not take any type of bad luck. عن عروة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال ذكرت الطيرة عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكرت الطيرة عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أحسنها الفأل ولا ترد مسلما فإذا رأى أحدكم ما يكره فليقول اللهم لا يأتي بالحسنات إلا أنت ولا يدفع السيئات إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. This hadith is teaching us that if we see anything that we think in our mind that may be bad luck, immediately what dua to make at that occasion, how to correct that mind, to ward that mind away from thinking of bad luck and putting one's attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, there's no harm in a person hoping good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he comes across something good, and in his heart he makes a dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make some good come out, something nice come out. For example, somebody came with the name Jamil. And Jamil got a very beautiful name. The name in itself means beautiful. So he hopes to himself, oh Allah, make it a beautiful day for me. So now there is nothing wrong. You won't say that it's good luck, but there's actually a dua in his heart that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make something good happen. Or a person may have read in heard the imam reading in the namaz some ayats about Jannat, and may heard ayats of mercy, and he thinks, oh Allah, show extra mercy on me today, have extra rahmat on me today. There is no harm. It's actually a dua and hoping of good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is encouraged. The translation of this hadith we did, Hazrat Urwa bin Amir radiallahu anhu narrates, the taking of omens was mentioned in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, the best omen is a good omen. Best omen is a good omen, like we just mentioned. A person is hoping good from Allah. But it should not deter a Muslim from his objective. When any one of you sees something that he dislikes, he should say, oh Allah, he should make this dua, Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanati illa ant. Oh Allah, none but you brings good. Wa la yadfa'u sayyi'ati illa ant. La hawla wa la quwwata illa bik. And none but you repels evil. There is no might and no power except from you. See how clearly we have been taught in Shariat to have Tawheed, that attribute every single thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't attribute anything to anybody or anything besides Allah. The moment a person has any thought, he should say this. Anything that he sees something he dislikes, immediately he should say, oh Allah, none but you brings good and none but you repels evil. There is no power and there is no might except from you. This part of the hadith that we did, that nothing should deter a person from his objective. A person, for example, needs to go on a safar, on a journey. Sometimes it may be for business, sometimes it may be for deen, maybe it is for umrah or for hajj, or for whatever reason he's supposed to go. Now suddenly something frightened him, now he's taking a bad luck. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, no. Don't let this even deter you from your objective. Whatever you're supposed to do, you continue doing. Read this dua. A person should read this dua and focus his mind on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no harm is coming except from Allah. All Allah Pak has full power. Allah Pak, all good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak has the full power to repel any type of evil. There is no power, there is no might except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq. When a person starts thinking like this also, you'll find that this person will be very positive in his outlook. He'll have very little fear. He'll have very little depression. He'll have very little sadness. All the time he's thinking things to be positive. He never takes anything to be negative. And you'll find that when a person has this type of motivation, then it's easy for him to do good deeds. It's easy for him to make tilawat of Quran. Easy for him to make zikr. Easy for him to do anything that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With everything he's attributing to Allah. And he knows that whatever Allah is doing, Allah Pak is doing, he's doing it for a good reason. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.